Do you think you'll be able to go past that public opinion at any point? Do you think you'll be able to do enough to shake that perception from people?
Well, absolutely. And that's the job now. And that's, you know, for platforms like myself, Voice of the Veteran, and for every Australian veteran who has a story, who's been involved in the Afghan conflict, the time now is to just start speaking to all those around us and help them round out their understanding of this whole situation. Again, my key disappointment is we had the Prime Minister weigh in on this last week, talking about gripping Australians for these brutal truths. And then the Chief of the Defence Force, in his first time speaking out about this, what hasn't happened is efforts to help educate the Australian population on the entire picture, to help them form opinions. All we've done is put this critical situation in their living rooms and people are being forced to make opinions. And we'll happily do so, given the nature we are, without understanding the full picture. So that's my job with Voice of a Veteran, all the other veteran organisations and every other veteran who can, to speak out and start helping those around us to better understand our veterans and how these situations might have developed and what we went through in Afghanistan.
Do you think anyone listening right now, Heston, might be thinking that you are sugarcoating the situation from what they've heard? Like, in your time there, you didn't see anything as to what's being reported?
No, absolutely not. And again, I just want people to actually go and read through the report. And while we're hearing special forces being branded as a holistic member within, as a holistic group within these reports, you know, there was the 2nd Commando Regiment, there was a Special Air Service Regiment, there was the Special Operations Engineer Regiment. There were all these other different groups that actually operated independently. And I was part of the Commando element, Force Element Bravo. And if you actually read through the report, you know, we operated in teams, platoons and companies. So, you know, you can actually see that there actually wasn't that involvement or accusations anywhere near what that was to the other elements. So I'm openly honest in saying that, no, I'm happy to say that I did not. Happily to be made accountable to that in subsequent investigations. I've been involved in this investigation, and more needs to be done to better explain special forces in general, let alone this report in detail.
Heston, do you think the TV show SAS Australia is really confusing people as well? Have you been watching that show at all?
I have been watching it. You know, I was so against it when it first came out.
Just because, were you?
Again, I was brought into with a team of psychologists, psychiatrists, and sociologists, change the selection mechanisms of the Special Forces Selection Course to better quantify and assess people on their own personal ethos, their own personal culture, their purpose as to why they were doing selection. And you heard the chief talk about responsibility versus entitlement to try and weed out some of these potentially bad apples from an early phase. And then all of a sudden, what's being demonstrated at the foundation level on this show has been, you know, what we did on the selection course 10 years ago. But
you
I
love
also
it.
Have now started to see where they're finally diving into bringing out these personal character traits of these people. And like I said to you, I watched one on Merrick Watts the other week, really breaking down and understanding his purpose for being there. At the same time, I think it's very poor timing with everything that's going on.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I think the timing's unfortunate for sure.
The timing's pretty disgusting. But hey, as long as people appreciate that it's reality TV, not reality.
Yeah.
We should be okay.
Of the final contestants on the show, because the grand finale is airing tonight, who would, and you have been in this situation, who would you select? Who would make it through to selection in your eyes?
Merrick Watts is my boy. Again, just his internal passion. You know what? I'm going to tell you, I actually don't know who's in the final lineup. I've been so preoccupied with this the last week. I've sort of missed the last few episodes, so I don't apologise.
Don't apologise, man.
You've been busy. I mean, Mez is still in it, so you're on the money there, and I think you could be onto something there. I really do think he could take it out.
I'll give you the insider piece. You know, Merrick is actually a good friend of us with the Commando Welfare Trust that supports the families of those fallen Special Forces personnel that have died overseas. And we've had him come along to our ball, to our Commando Welfare Trust ball, where he was the MC. We've also had him attend range days and training with us at 2 Commando. So if he doesn't win, I tell you what, he's going to be banished from any future association, that's for sure.
It's probably why he's going so well, to be honest. Yeah, he's got that background there.
Definitely got the personal connection. Yeah, you can tell.
I'm just worried he's going to hurt himself. He's pushing himself so hard physically, which, again, on the actual selection courses, we would see people who would push past any physical pain because their mental and emotional purpose was so true that they would actually break themselves before stopping, or we had to stop events to stop them from hurting themselves.
Wow.
I mean, that's brilliant. That's, you know, you pick that person, you can train them to do anything.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out tonight. And just quickly, because you've said you've encouraged people to go and check out the report for themselves, yeah, where would be the easiest place to find that? I'm sure people listening right now would be interested. Where do we go to get a quick, easy view?
Honestly, just Google IGADF report. But I actually, sorry, need to have a look. It's on the Department of Defence website. And also the Department of Veterans Affairs website. The links are right there.
It is.
On their home pages.
There is, just for privacy matters, that a lot of it's redacted. There's a lot of things that are blacked out on the report, so it does feel like there's a lot of information that's being hidden, but that is because this is still under investigation. But there's plenty to read as well, but there's a lot of black lines on that report.
All right, jump on Google. Yep.
Yeah, the redacted elements are particularly mentioning people's names. Or any information that could lead you to individuals' names.
That's right.
But just have a look through and have a read through some of that terminology to better help people understand, you know, some of the picture, and then speak to veterans that you know to try and, you know, help educate and understand more of what actually happened over there.
Well, Heston, they need a voice like yours to change that perception right now. And people can also look up the Voice of a Veteran, which you're the founder of. Mate, we appreciate you talking so open and honestly with us this morning.
Thanks so much, mate.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate helping to provide a bit more perspective to what's going on.